Welcome everyone. This is
Tom,
the Uncommon Man Podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Duggar.
I don't know why I'm waving to you.
I like Tom better, the Uncommon Man Podcast. It's a lot to say.
It is a bit wordy. I'll give you that.
But it's a fantastic show.
It is. It's a wonderful show. You should go back and listen to more, but listen to this one first, because we're talking to you now, and it would just be rude if you got up and left, and you know?
Mm-hmm. And frankly, we have quite a show for you today.
Oh my, do we? We remember in our last show when we talked about Mega Man 9 and how excited we were about it. Well, you know, at least 6 months has passed between that show and now. Don't do the math. It's okay. You'll just hurt yourself. But we've had a chance to digest Mega Man 9, or at least I have.
I've tasted it.
Uh-huh. So we'll be talking about that, probably just reflecting on the nostalgia, the nostalgic nature of the series.
They really did do well with it.
Yes. So there's that. We have a couple of websites, things to check out on the
shameless
on the net for you.
Promotionals, really.
Absolutely, and I have no shame in promoting these
absolutely
destinations.
Not.
There is Rock Band 2. Which that and Guitar Hero World Tour have both come out as of now, not for all systems. I'm still waiting for it on the Wii Harmonix.
I don't think they heard you.
I'm sure they listened to this podcast.
Spread
I mean,
spread our word.
Exactly. So there's that. There is Heroes Season 3.
Oh, Tim Kring.
What's the matter there, Duggar? Are you not liking Heroes Season 3?
You know, the answer to that question will be in an upcoming segment.
Awesome. foreshadowing. And of course, I mean, I guess we can talk about this in the opening segment, but there's just... there's this thing I've got to do, you know?
I think this is probably the biggest news on our list here.
I mean, this is probably... I mean, you know... I'm sure everyone comes here for their gaming news, their cutting-edge gaming news. Since we only update this podcast about every 2 months or so...
2 months?
Okay, that's being generous, but the point is, this is not necessarily gaming news.
But it is, I think, monumental news nonetheless.
Oh, I suppose. there's a little matter of me and my lovely girlfriend Alicia, who say hi Alicia.
Hi.
Hi Alicia, that's her. She's doing something and giving me the evil eye whenever I look over her way, but that's to be expected from a woman who.
I would choose your words very.
I was going to say I that's would... to be expected from a woman who would choose me as her husband.
So do we have, yes. And cue the fanfare now.
Yes, that's fairly appropriate. Yes, I asked Alicia to marry me, a couple of months ago.
Aww.
So I'm just gonna leave you in suspense. Okay, she said yes.
Stop crying, Adam.
Yeah, and here's
it was a silent crying, you know. They could have been completely in the dark as to that.
They could have.
And it would have been okay with me.
Well, see, and here's what gets me. You guys decide to get hitched, and somehow I get dragged along for the ride. How'd that happen?
It's the burden you bear for being so close to me, sir.
Association. I
know. You hate me. You're going to have to dress up and look really pretty for one day, and I'm very sorry for that.
So Alicia and I, we get to go dress shopping, right?
Woo! I'm so excited.
Oh yeah. So anyway, that's that's everything we have to bring to
wait,
you today.
Wait, we need to clarify. He's been chosen as my maid of honor.
Oh, okay. All right.
I couldn't say no.
You're like Patrick Dempsey in that movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, not like
you're
Patrick
just like
Dempsey.
Patrick Dempsey,
except poor.
So anyhow. Yeah. That's all we have to talk to you about today. We will meet you on the other side of this break.
And roll segment.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. And I pity any girl who isn't me tonight. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. And so pretty that I hardly can believe.
Alright, well, I think probably the Mega Man 9.
Mega Man 9.
Mega Man 9.
Mega Man 9.
Oh, Capcom. Just as I was beginning to lose the faith, just as I felt my tears were no longer heard, they gave us probably one of the most perfect pieces of nostalgia that I think a modern company has deigned to give the public. We're not... I think in some ways it's even better than a port of an old game onto a new platform. They've done something entirely new in a way that I think only a certain generation of gamers is going to care about.
I think you may be right, although...
Well, not that it won't attract a new market, not that it... But I think it holds personal significance for us, I know, because that's what was going on when we first entered the gaming scene. Was
right.
That was it. You know, and for the longest time, Mega Man honestly was one of the end-all, be-all games. It mm-hmm. was, and it was hard.
Yeah.
Can we say Gutsman?
We can. Gutsman. Yes.
I'm glaring at the microphone, as you clearly... clearly see.
Consider that an angry glare in your direction, Capcom. But anyhow, just the same, I thoroughly enjoyed this game, and am still enjoying it because I haven't been able to fully beat it yet, mm-hmm. because Dr. Wily, spoiler alert, he's really the bad guy. I know.
But it...
No, I know. I was shocked, too. Not really. Anyway... So I haven't been able to beat it yet, but I have gotten through like every single stage right up to the final boss, and I think that in and of itself is an achievement. The thing about Mega Man 9, the level design is positively sadistic.
Well, you know, Capcom I think had realized that. Abandoning its practice of hatred for its fan base was probably one of the reasons its sales were going down.
Ah, I see.
You know, we're gamers. We live to torture ourselves. Why else would we stay up on Red Bull and Mountain Dew binges for 72 hours at a time just to beat a game that honestly isn't going to contribute to our overall world happiness or our standing financially?
I don't know what you're
in
talking
fact,
about.
In fact, I think we honestly end up losing more money that way.
I don't know what you're talking about. Whenever I get one of the achievements in Mega Man 9, I feel it has impacted my real world, like, oh so much. And by the way, you probably shouldn't be mixing Red Bull and Mountain Dew. I'm just...
Probably not. Well, I don't typically go... I was just using that as
a...
It's
not like a Mountain Dew Red Bull smoothie kind of thing, because that would be truly vile, I believe. Not only for your health, but also just the taste factor. The thing with Mega Man 9, they made the levels completely sadistic. They wanted to stay as true to the original source material as possible, going back to Mega Man's 1 and 2 and 3. That was when everything was still really, really difficult. But still fair. You never felt like, even though you were losing so many lives, never... did you feel like you were being cheated, I guess? Everything that you did was your own fault.
Yeah, well, and I think that it's great that they've gone back. You and I have been saying for years that games have just, they've been dumbing down.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think a lot of games at this point have exchanged difficulty for content in terms of how much there is to do. Like, let's take Final Fantasy XII, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The game as a whole is not exactly... you know, rocket science to beat, but there is too much.
A lot?
Square Enix, I've been a fan for years. There was too much in that one.
So there's too much to do and
So, or on the other
end... And no difficulty is what you're saying?
Pretty much. Or you have the other end of the spectrum, like Devil May Cry 3, I think it was, 3 or 4, where... or Ninja Gaiden 2, where the extreme mode is so obnoxiously difficult that unless you're like my brother and you play like with your eyes glued to the television screen for 3 weeks at a time, there's no way you're even going to be able to get past the first level.
Right.
So they did a great job, I think, of bringing back the feel from the first Mega Man, where it's like it's doable, but in a way that if you sit too long and try to do, you will eventually... tear your hair out, scream, and throw the controller at the television.
Which is why I think the Mega Man games tend to be fairly linear, fairly bite-sized, I guess.
Go here, do this. Go here, do this.
Exactly. There's no grand overarching scheme to how things work. There are no side quests. There's just the main thing. That's it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Mega Man 7 had as close to, I think, a Mega Man side quest as I've ever seen.
What's that?
Where you could fight Proto Man.
Oh, right, right, right. And gain his shield eventually. But you only... I never even knew about that until, like, 10 years after I first played the game. I never, ever fought Proto Man in that game when I first played it.
I loved it. I never killed him. I just sat... It's like Zero in Mega Man X 2 at the end. You don't kill him. You just run from him because it's just nice to see him.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. The music and the graphics of Mega Man 9 reflect the era of the time, which basically means it looks like a lost Nintendo Entertainment System game.
But something that you will notice, and this I thought was quite neat, is that in certain scenes you can tell that the graphics are could do more.
Like, how do you...
Well, in the scenes in between, like when Light gets arrested.
Oh, in the little cutscenes.
Yeah, you can tell that the graphic. I mean, you would not have seen stuff that clean,
right,
on the Nintendo, but it still has the 8-bit feel,
right.
So I quite enjoyed that.
And there's actually a mode you can turn on and off in the options, where you can turn on like legacy mode, I think they call it, which is where you actually experience sprite ripping and flicker. And slow down as you're playing through the game, just to make it that much more authentic. You can turn that off if you want, which is nice. I always despised in Mega Man 2 the fight with the giant dragon in Wily's Fortress, where everything was kind of flickery and slow downy, and it was really hard just to get to the point where you could fight the dragon.
But you know, I don't think anything is going to beat the nostalgic effect of trying to use Top Man's weapon on Wily in Mega Man 3.
Trying to use Top Man's weapon on anybody, really. I mean, especially Shadow Man, which is the guy you were supposed to be able to use that weapon on. I mean, Shadow Man was crazy to fight as it is, and then you have to try and jump on top of him and do the little ballet pirouette. It just doesn't work. It's really hard.
Mm. So, yes, Mega Man 9, a fantastic game. Great gameplay, great levels. It's pretty intuitive. I like the way that the controller... I mean, because when you turn your Wii controller, it feels almost exactly like the old Nintendo controller, if not a little bit sleeker and thinner.
Yeah.
Great controls, great game, great graphics, excellent nostalgia value. I think Capcom really did a number there on that one. So, excellent entry into the series. I hope that should they continue the series again after so many years, that they would consider continuing in this vein.
Yes, kudos, and I'm looking forward to a Mega Man 10. I mean, this has been doing crazy awesome, and it's gotten such good reviews. It's gotten a lot of press, just because it's such a strange direction for Capcom to go with the series.
But, you know, and this is a more complicated discussion for another day, but I think that there is something to be said in being willing to go backwards.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something to be said for being willing to regress into simpler... It helps to streamline the game as a whole.
You know, and I think it's neat that a company would be willing to reach back into its past and bring something forward. I mean, I'm happy with ports. Creativity aside, I would be happy with ports. Square Enix, just because
it's not enough that they've been porting Final Fantasy games to the Game Boy Advance and DS for however long now.
Well, they have, and I've enjoyed it.
And the PSP also. I'm sorry,
but they haven't brought Final Fantasy 7, 8, or 9.
I see.
And that conversation for another day. Mega Man 9, great game.
We have two sites, well, not really sites, more productions of the gaming metaverse that we'd like to refer you to. Because
I like that word.
Metaverse?
Yes.
I think that'll catch on.
It sounds like a comic book term.
they're related to video games, is what I mean.
And they are brilliant.
They are. The first, of course... lots of people have heard of this one already. It's become a small internet sensation in the small time it's been around. It's the Zero Punctuation series, done by Ben Yahtzee Croshaw, or I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce that.
Anyone who attaches Yahtzee to their name wins my approval.
The Zero Punctuation series, basically, they're crude little animations with very fast talking behind them as he narrates his impressions of a game or the industry or a game review even. He's very, very critical of every game he undertakes, pretty much. That's pretty much the joy of each one, is seeing how profanely very effectively he can take down the tiny flaws of a game that drag it down.
And even the games that he really likes, it still sounds like he hates them.
The only ones I've ever heard him really have glowing praise for were Psychonauts and Portal from the Half-Life Orange Box. But that's pretty much been it. So you can find Zero Punctuation at its home site at escapistmagazine.com. We'll have a link to that in the show notes. Also, there's another series, video series, called Broken Pixels.
Now, in this one, you are much more familiar with than I.
I am. that's true. They have something new coming out every week now, which is really nice.
Unlike us.
Yes. Maybe we should take an example from that. Although it's much easier for them to do because there's so many bad games out there, and that's what Broken Pixels is. It's three guys sitting on a couch playing a really terrible game and making fun of everything they see along the way. That's pretty funny. Both of these should be noted. Zero Punctuation and Broken Pixels. They're extremely profane in nature. So don't dial them up when you're at work or when you have small children in the room, because they're likely to have heart attacks. but they're both extremely amusing, and I recommend them both. Broken Pixels you can find at gamevideos.com or at oneup.com. And I guess that's pretty much all the plug-in we had to do today.
Yeah, and for the individuals that run those sites and those productions, please love us.
Please.
So now we're
yes.
As you heard at the intro to that segment, I don't actually know how to say rage.
Yeah.
Heroes.
Heroes.
It was a great show. It premiered a couple of years ago with a revolutionary premise.
Well, I don't know about revolutionary, really.
Well, no, Tim Kring's take on the concept was what was new. What it was initially in concept was not what it has become. Initially in concept, it was supposed to be what would regular people do? Regular people living their lives, what would they do if they suddenly found they could do extraordinary things?
Right.
It has evolved into a primetime drama X-Men ripoff. Let me repeat that. X-Men ripoff.
Uh-huh. The only real difference, I think, is that they don't wear spandex.
Yeah. It seems like everybody's got a power now. It went from just a few people to everybody you meet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and
even the last person that didn't have a power that we were introduced to at the beginning of the series has a power now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So...
Yeah.
I'm frustrated.
Hero Season 1 was great.
Yes, it was. And Season 2, I think, would have been a lot better. I think that some of its issues really came from that writer's strike and them having to axe it.
Mm-hmm. About halfway through the season?
Yeah, because Tim Kring was saying, I don't know if you've read up on this, Tim Kring was saying how his villain's arc that he's doing now was actually intended to be in Season 2. He had intended to move into it from what was going on.
Okay.
It just never came to pass. Season 3 is just not... Like, it started out really good, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that he would go back and tie up some of the loose ends. Hero's sister, who made an appearance in Season 1, has never been mentioned again, ever. Now we see Hero inheriting the company and running it after he specifically said in Season 1 he didn't want to do that and that he thought his sister was a better administrator. Haven't seen anything of her. I mean, the dad dies and we don't see Diddley. We have Caitlin, the Irish woman who fell for Peter, who he...
I didn't even remember her name, so that's one thing you have on me.
Well, he dumped her in a post-apocalyptic future where almost everyone is dead, and then he simply left and never went back. It's stuff like that that, you know, there's Matt Parkman, who left his pregnant wife in the end of Season 1 to go help Noah Bennett, and we saw a brief image of her holding a baby in Season 2 when Maury Parkman was trying to get into his head, and that's it. We haven't heard diddly from her since then. And now he's all over Daphne as his soulmate. Daphne is one of the new characters, for those of you who don't watch or don't care. Suddenly, she's his soulmate. She's who he's meant to be with. And I want to know what the heck happened to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the reemergence. Oh, by the way, this is major spoiler alert. We have the... not that you can't just go watch the episodes, but... then we have the reemergence of Arthur Petrelli, Nathan and Peter's father. We have the revelation that Siler is related to... Peter and Nathan, he is their brother. We have this, the only two or three interesting things I think are going on right now is this Siler's quest for control and redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt coming to terms with his role in things and being a little bit more proactive and a little bit more effective. And then Hero, of course. I don't care for some of the stuff that's going on with him, but for the moment, I still enjoy Hiro.
You can't not like Hiro. He's lovable.
Yes, he's hard to really distaste. He's hard to not care for.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, it has just what they've done with his character has disgusted me.
Mm.
They have ripped his powers away, and he has started whining again, like he did in Season 1. That's my biggest complaint with Peter, is that he has all this power, and I understand that they were trying to give him the naivete. And, to be sweet and empathetic and caring for everybody, but it exceeded that, and it has become just outright stupidity on Peter's part. He flies into everything, he never stops, and he usually screws it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even in Season 1, he wound up causing the very thing he didn't want to cause.
Right.
So it's... At least in the writing in Season 1, it was excusable.
His character is very inconsistent.
Yeah, because then in Season 2, he's got amnesia and he tries to bring about the destruction of the world. Apparently, regenerative abilities can restore memories that were wiped by the Haitian. I know, it makes no sense. And then in Season 3, you think that he might actually be getting somewhere. He goes to the future, he takes Siler's ability, and then he just comes back and goes crazy. And my fear is that they have done this to him in an attempt to balance him back out. Mm. But if that's their nature of a restart for his character, it's going to frustrate me.
Right.
I mean, I don't see this as a permanent loss of ability. I'm sure they will give him his powers back.
Well, no, I mean, he's Peter Petrelli. You've got to have powers back at some point.
You know, and I'm sure it's going to be the same power he had, or at least I hope it is.
I don't know.
But my feeling is that they're going to do to him what they did to Siler, where it's like you lose your ability and now you're back to square one.
Yeah.
So, at this point, Siler is more interesting than he is.
I mean, and the one thing that bugs me, that I guess we haven't had explained to us yet, is how Siler lost every ability he had, but then when he got his ability back, he had somehow kept the telekinesis ability.
In the official press release, they simply stated that he didn't have any of his powers except telekinesis. And to me, that feels like an out-of-your-butt explanation for him to be able to do something.
Yeah, cop-out.
Yeah. It's sort of like... It feels like a lot of what's going on right now. It's... I like the Arthur Petrelli angle, him coming back and starting up a rival company and trying to give other people abilities. I even actually like Suresh having given himself abilities and now having to struggle with the consequences of rushing into a decision. Mm-hmm. The whole Peter angle is what's frustrating me about the whole season. And it's not just him losing his powers, it's his character. His character alone is insufferably...
Right, let me get that. Hang on just a second.
So, who was calling you?
That?
Yeah, that.
That was Tim Kring.
Really? Tim Kring has...
For all you know, yes. It was Tim Kring.
Tim Kring has your phone number.
And, sure. I'm not gonna disclose how he got my phone number.
Plausible deniability.
That's the story best left for another time.
Suspension of disbelief.
But he told me, speaking directly to us as we recorded the show, that he would like us to quit doing this and beating up on his show. He said there are still quite a few episodes left to go in the season, and he doesn't really appreciate all the criticism, I suppose.
Nobody appreciates criticism. But for the sake of our integrity as upright, moral citizens, you got off the hook this time, Kring. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.
All right, finally, there is this whole music game war brewing right now.
That the lilting tunes that led into this segment would not have clued you in on.
No, actually, because I probably will have played something to do with Heroes, if there is indeed anything to do with Heroes.
So, my fellow maestro, though,
yes.
you play much better than I do. I think that's because you
at
play...
What?
At Rock Band and Guitar Hero.
Not at Rock Band and Guitar Hero, my friend.
We need to...
You play quite a bit better than I do.
Is that so?
I believe you do. Now at Mega Man 9...
Alright, you heard it here first. The gauntlet has been thrown.
Alright. You know what? I'm going to take that challenge on a later show. I think we should do that.
Once we can get the cameras working, we can do a video cast.
And once Rock Band 2 finally comes out for the Wii, I'm going to say it again, this show, yes, we will have a throwdown of sorts.
So speaking of Rock Band 2,
yes.
And the biggest issue to me is song selection.
And why is that?
I don't... there, from what I've read, and I know that you are much more in tune, no pun intended, with with this particular...
Be honest, that was just a terrible pun.
It was. It really was. Uh-huh. But you keep up with this more than I do. But from the limited things that I've read, there's been some issues with availability of songs and the whole song downloading option. And
you know, I haven't really heard anything like that about Rock Band.
You know, and I can't say that I'm a necessarily
credible
source.
And the Rock Band platform.
I can't say that I'm a necessarily credible source either, since I can't really cite where I've read this stuff. But I guess to me, I would like to see some more modern rock.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we have our Aerosmith, we have our 80s rock, we have
cover songs, what are you looking for? Like, what bands?
Harmonix, if you love me and you're listening.
Nightwish?
Well, no. Nightwish so much. They're more like epic heavy metal type stuff.
Okay.
I would go for more like Skillet or Autopilot Off. I don't know if you've even
heard. I've never heard of Autopilot Off. Skillet, I have heard of.
There are a couple of songs by a group called Red Octane that that I quite enjoy. But I guess more contemporary rock, as it were. And most of the stuff I see has been, I won't say necessarily older rock. I mean, 80s,
it's,
I think.
Classic
is the approved
term.
Classic rock.
Still no Rod Stewart. I'm kind of angry about that.
And there was the whole issue you were having with lack of downloadability on the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that only applies to the first installment, of course. Rock Band 2 is going to have downloadable songs on the Wii.
See, this is why I come to you. I don't know these
things. Yes, Rock Band 2 for the Wii is going to have downloadable songs, and it's going to have the character creator and online play. Everything that was missing from the first game, basically, that everybody else got a chance to play with.
So we're essentially going to make everyone in your whole apartment building mad at you once you get this game.
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm okay with that. if they come to my door knocking angrily, I will simply place a plastic instrument in their hand and watch the magic unfold.
Well, actually, since we need multiple people, it would be nice to at least enrage at least two of them to come.
Exactly. I mean, I need a bassist and a drummer.
No, actually, I was thinking singer because, you know, and by the way, I realize we promised to sing a song.
You know what? We promised nothing. The poll said if we had to sing a song, which one would you like us to sing?
No, I do believe if you go back and you listen to our last tump.
No one listens to our old shows anyway. No one listens to those things anyway.
Okay,
I mean,
if no one,
the old episodes are really just for show. I mean, they're just there to show we have some sort of legacy.
But we have hits on the site where people voted.
I don't have no idea what you're talking about, and I disavow all knowledge.
But to support my point, we're going to have to sing. See, my argument here is that if we do get together and do Rock Band 2, neither of us should be allowed near the microphone.
I take issue with that. I'm fairly good at singing.
I think they're going to decide that.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll sing later, possibly,
if
we have to. But for now, yes, still, the Rock Band issue. Yes. So Rock Band 2 came out a couple months ago, originally for the 360, and then it came out for everything else after that. I guess Microsoft wanted some kind of a limited window of exclusivity.
Which,
for
at this
while.
Point, I think it's earned.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know that I'm capable of imagining how much money it would have taken for them to pay Harmonix and MTV to get.
Well, in a future episode of Tump, I think we're going to have to discuss, or not really discuss, but so much revisit the whole console wars concept, because we got into it, I know, a while back, and it has gone places we did not see it going, necessarily. Mm. But anyway, back to Rock Band 2.
I was going to say, I support Rock Band 2 just because I support Harmonix and pretty much everything they do, because they're awesome. I think they really have the right sense about the music and about how to get ordinary people who wouldn't normally play musical instruments interested in playing music. Not that, and again, for the music geeks, not that, playing Rock Band or Guitar Hero actually qualifies you to play a guitar or a bass or anything.
I tried.
Not that it's easy or anything. It's just it generates interest is the point.
Well, and I like the when you're doing the singing, how it actually has a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it actually will tell you when you're off key. Because when you have someone like me, I can't sing, and I think it's actually fairly scary when I try. So it's nice to have, because I did sing for when I tried Rock Band.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, I mean, because it does actually keep you on key.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it follows the principles of music.
Absolutely. And one of the things for me is that I don't listen to much mainstream music at all, whether it's classic rock, modern rock, or whatever.
I don't know what I listen to. I listen to everything. I don't know what I listen to. I don't know if it's mainstream or not.
I don't listen to anything mainstream, which is why when I do find something in Rock Band that I can sit down and sing, and I know, it's really interesting, and it's really fun for me. But anyway, I was going to say, I really support Rock Band because I support everything that Harmonix does. That being said, I think Rock Band 2 is kind of a silly idea. This is what I mean. We discussed a little while back that Rock Band should be a software platform, and that you should make upgrades to that platform like through software updates or something. Mm-hmm. I don't think a retail release is really necessary at this point, since most of what you're going to do in the game, as far as software updates are concerned, is just putting new songs into it. And that's really pretty much all Rock Band 2 does for you. I mean, you add a couple new outfits. You add the ability to make team band memorabilia. But that's more or less it. There are a couple of other little bells and whistles here and there, but it's essentially the same game, just with a new coat of paint and a new list of songs. And it is a big list of songs.
And at this point, not that it's not fun, but at this point it is getting a little stale.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of the marketing, you know, Guitar Hero was when it first came out, was absolutely amazing for what it was in concept. We understand that now. We got that. And what I think they're having to do, and I don't know if you've noticed this, well, I'm sure you have, is that as the games progress, the riffs and the songs and such are getting much, much more difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Because to keep players interested, they're having to make the stuff crazy hard. And I think that some of the newer players won't be as interested.
Well, particularly in the Guitar Hero franchise, this has always been my my issue. Everything from, like, Guitar Hero 3 onward, Expert is just impossible difficulty. And hard mode even is pretty nail-biting when it gets right down to it. In Rock Band, it seems like everything is dialed down one difficulty degree. So everything is still kind of manageable. And you can pretty much play everything if you get good enough. Guitar Hero, I'm convinced that there are just some songs that no one will ever be able to get perfect out there.
Oh, I'm sure somebody can. If someone can AAA Paranoia 290 on Dark Reverse Mirror, then I'm sure it can be done.
Hooray, Dance Dance Revolution! Yeah.
There's something you haven't heard in a
while. That's when rhythm games weren't cool. Yeah. So anyhow, yeah, there's that. That's the biggest thing for me, is that I think Harmonix should take some kind of initiative here. Okay, so who was that?
Strangely enough, it was Alex Rigopoulos.
Really? How does Alex Rigopoulos have your phone number and not mine?
I'll plead the fifth.
Well, what did he say?
It seems that he appreciates our comments about the show about his games, and
kudos, Alex.
He said that if I will be more patient, that the song that played on my phone might make an appearance in the next game. and for those of you who couldn't hear it clearly, it was in fact "Kryptonite" by Three Doors Down.
You know, I could take or leave that one. Really, it's pretty. It's like "Lump" by the Presidents of the USA. I could really take or leave that one, even though that is in Rock Band.
But I like Kryptonite.
Yeah.
If I go crazy, will you still call me Superman?
I never called you Superman. Why would I still call you Superman?
You're the one getting married.
Yeah. Anyway,
Rock
so
Band
I guess,
2. Look forward to it.
I guess that's all I had about Rock Band, but I do want to say a little something about Guitar Hero World Tour, because they just released that probably a month ago. Yeah.
It's old hat for me.
I've played it very briefly, and I just didn't care for it. The magic is not there. It seems like the Guitar Hero franchise has sold out, as cliche as that sounds. It's just they're getting all kinds of celebrity endorsements now. Mm-hmm. Every time they promote the thing at a trade show, there's always some group of celebrities there to play it, and it's just silly. You don't need that. You need people who would regularly play the game. You don't need Paula Abdul and Tony Hawk playing on plastic instruments to convince you to buy the game.
See, I would much rather have an expert band fail miserably trying to play the little plastic instruments.
Absolutely.
Than watch a pro skater play.
Well, as long as they were having fun. And Tony Hawk does not look like he's having fun when he's playing Guitar Hero.
Well, that's because he's not on the skateboard.
Well, right.
Maybe if he played on a skateboard, it'd be better. See, maybe give him a wireless, give him a course, and have him play while he's skating.
I'd like to see him try to drum while skating.
That would be great.
I agree. But anyhow, the point is, I don't know, Guitar Hero, I'm sure they're still going to put more out for it. I mean, Guitar Hero Metallica, we already know that's coming out. and Aerosmith came out not too long ago. So, I mean, there's so much of it there. They're flooding the market with it.
For those of you who can see, I'm hiding my face in shame.
There's so much of it on the market. They're flooding with it. And, you know, eventually people are going to get tired of this. And I just hope that when people eventually get tired of this, they're going to jump on the Rock Band bandwagon, because that's the one I'm on and I like people. So, yeah. I guess that's all I had to say.
Good job, Harmonix.
I want to rock!
All right, this is the closing segment. So, before I do anything else, I'm going directly to our website, which is...
http://uncommonman.110mb.com.
Or, if you want to make that a little easier, it's...
Tump Online.
Tump Online. TumpOnline.com. TUMPOnline.com. And you can see our web poll, which I suppose we're going to have to change now. But the last question on the poll was if Adam and Duggar had to sing just one song during an episode, which song would you choose? And then we had some very manly songs available. Milkshake, Girlfriend, a couple of others. But let me see the current results. And it appears that Stop in the Name of Love by the Supremes is our song.
I suppose what you should take from this is that at least we will not have to sing Natural Woman.
Well, we won't have to sing Natural Woman or You're the Inspiration or Girlfriend, which I'm really, really happy about, actually. So yeah. I was actually kind of looking forward to singing Milkshake, but maybe that's just me. All right, so, you know, I don't actually know the lyrics to this, so.
Well, see, that's why you have the internet.
Oh, hell, you know what? I think we could just sing a few bars of Stop in the Name of Love Before You Break My Heart, and just sing that over and over a couple times, and I think that'll do.
I would actually just go, let's just sing one verse. Uh-huh. And then if you really feel like embarrassing us, through the miracle of editing, you can loop that so we don't actually have to.
You know what? That's fine to me. Okay. All right. Let's just start there.
All right.
Stop in the name of love before you break my heart.
Okay, that's it. That's seriously all we're singing. And again, if you want to go back and loop that over and over again, you can feel free. But that's all we're giving you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all we feel like giving you. Because,
well, because we want you to listen to our show again.
You know why? It's because you guys never interact with us, you know?
And you should.
I have not gotten one email from you guys in a very long time.
And given the high-ranking nature and the prolific disbursement of our podcast...
Well, exactly.
I'm surprised that nobody has said anything.
People, we just got personal calls from Tim Kring and Alex Bregopoulos, okay? We are high-rolling here, all right? So you guys need to send us in some of your thoughts on the show.
We even had Stephen Hawking on one of our shows. Come on.
You know, I had forgotten about that. Oh, man.
How could you forget Dr. Hawking?
See, that's what I'm asking myself now. It was such an epic interview, too. I'm just glad we had him for as long as we did. Anyway, so, yeah, the point is you guys need to send us some email. So please do that. And the address to send that email to would be uncommonmail, M-A-I-L, @gmail.com. Uncommonmail@gmail.com. Please send us your comments on the show, ideas for upcoming segments, websites that you enjoy, questions that you'd like to ask us, anything, really.
Your name,
your personal phone number, so that we may stalk you when we're not recording a show, which is most of the time.
And it is conceivable that that name might even get dropped on a show in thanks.
Hey, there's an idea.
So, yes, please contact us.
All right, so there is one more order of business before we go. Since we have fulfilled our last goal in singing for you and embarrassing ourselves, I think it's only fair that we put up a new poll there to embarrass ourselves in a new way.
And I think that the question is appropriate in light of your nuptials. And
is this going to have to do with me?
Yes.
Why does this always have to do with me?
Because it's all about you.
Why can't we have one poll that just focuses on you?
I think the listeners like your glowing personality more than my crass cynicism.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So what is this poll that you're proposing?
Well, see, here's how I figure it. You're getting married.
Uh-huh.
And, well, married couples, there are certain things that they do. One of those things being producing children.
They do that?
Occasionally.
Oh. I may have to rethink this whole thing.
Well, see, and my thought is, since you have such a loyal fan base and faithful audience...
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're loyal out there. I got 4 votes on this last poll, I think.
Well, I think that that we should leave it up to them what your first child might be called.
Oh, dear Lord.
You
sir, are opening Pandora's box.
No, Pandora opened that box.
Ah. Okay, all right, fine. You know what? I'm okay with this. I'm going to go with 2 stipulations here. Number one is that it's going to be a multiple choice poll, so that you can't just write in your own string of text.
You don't want to have a child named
or something I'd have to bleep.
Just basically. Name it Bleep.
Yeah, why not? Like Gloop and Gleep?
Yeah. Herculoids. Where are you now?
So I'm thinking, no on the free text, but okay, so it's got to be multiple choice, and you know, I'm going to have to reserve the right to not use this name.
Well, then what good is the poll?
Who said the poll had to be any good? It's just there. It's
it's a gauge. Are you listening? All right, I'm just going to tell you my submission now.
Okay, what's that?
Hubris.
Hubris?
Hubris.
Kind of think like about Hubert.
Think about it. Hubris Bell. Hubris Bell.
I'm not feeling it. I'm really not.
I am.
Hubris Bell?
Hubris
Maybe
Bell.
Maybe if you went up with it. I don't know.
Hubris Bell.
Ah.
Bristle?
Just call him Brissy? I don't know.
Point is...
Yeah.
We get to name Adam's child.
So please...
Well, I don't know. Technically, it would be Alicia's child that Adam would have... You know what? That's the birds and the bees. That's another conversation.
Yeah, again, you know, when a geek and another geek love each other very much, and she's coming into the room now because she's curious about what's going on.
Tell me about my child.
So we're just going to wrap this up really quick. That's really all we have. Please go in to tumponline.com or to uncommonmail@gmail.com.
Alicia, stop! No!
Ah! No! Ah! Ah!
Just as I was beginning to lose the faith, just as I felt my tears were no longer heard.
You hear tears?
Just like they see us clapping.
I'm sorry, go on with your soliloquy there, yes.
If I go crazy, will you still call me Superman?
No, I'll call you a crazy person. So we're just going to wrap this up really quick. That's really all we have. Please go in to tumponline.com or to uncommonmail@gmail.com.
Alicia, stop! No!
Ah! No! Ah!